Genesis chapter 14, Mekwizedek. This is how wars began in the Middle East, and it was also on that occasion that they began to take hostages. Among them was Lot and his family. When Abram learned that his nephew was among the hostages, he did not hesitate to leave home, taking 318 servants, his trusted people, to rescue him. By the way, what a blessing it is to have trustworthy people to rely upon, especially when we run into difficult moments in life, and not having to face those circumstances alone. Lot is rescued and his family and property. Mekwizedek, king of Salem, brought out bread and wine. He was priest of the high God and blessed him. Blessed be Abram by the high God, creator of heaven and earth, and blessed be the high God who handed your enemies over to you. Abram gave him a tenth of all the recovered plunder. That was his greatest and best reward, and God used this character to meet him, proof that God had approved of his handling of the situation. It is the preoccupation with possessions more than anything else that prevent us from living freely and nobly. The king of Sodom offered Abram another reward, all the goods of the plunder. Abram, in another manifestation of his noble character, does not accept the reward for himself. I swear to God, the high God, creator of heaven and earth, the solemn oath, that I'll take nothing from you, not so much as a thread, there to get their share of the plunder. Lord, I want to be like Abram, who did not accept goods for himself, but thought of others instead.